Opponents of a proposed wood-burning power plant in Springfield, Massachusetts, are weighing their options now that the city's top health official has opted not to hold a site assignment hearing on the project. Local environmental activists who've battled for almost a decade against plans to build a biomass power plant in East Springfield plan to consult with attorneys this week about what options may be left now that Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Colton Harris has chosen not to initiate a proceeding to determine if the plant's location would pose a danger to the public health. Jesse Letterman, an environmental organizer with Arise for Social Justice, called the decision startling.
So at this time, we're just reviewing all of our options, but you know, we are still hoping that at some point the commissioner could decide to move forward with a site assignment hearing, and we're going to be looking for legal avenues to urge that.
After a series of defeats with state environmental regulators and in the courts, project opponents turned to the city's public health council, arguing it had the power to veto the location of the plant if a hearing determined it could expose people to an elevated risk of respiratory problems. Palmer Renewable Energy, the plant's developer, insists the public health council has no jurisdiction over the project and threatened to sue the city if the local health board got involved. Nonetheless, the council voted at a meeting in June to recommend a site assignment hearing, but Colton Harris said the vote is not binding. In a written decision rejecting the site assignment hearing, she said plant opponents had failed to convince her their concerns had not already been addressed by the permitting process conducted by the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection. The DEP issued the plant an air permit. Letterman said the plant opponents do not believe the Mass DEP standards are strict enough to protect people who live in a region that already has one of the highest asthma rates in the state.
I think it's really important to consider that at this time and until now, we've only asked the commissioner to move forward with a hearing. We want this hearing to happen so that those studies can be done, so that information can come to light, so that they can really understand truly the impact on public health.
Letterman said a majority of the city's neighborhood councils have gone on record opposed to the project, and the city council has voted several times to record its opposition, according to Council Vice President Orlando Ramos.
It should be clear at this point that the city of Springfield just does not want a biomass incinerator.
Earlier this year, in urging the council to approve a resolution calling on the health board to hold a site assignment hearing, Ramos said he was unconcerned about the threats from the plant's developer to sue the city if the project is held up.
I'm more concerned about the public health and safety of our residents. You know, I'm concerned about the asthma rate in the city of Springfield. I'm concerned about the air quality in the city of Springfield.
The Massachusetts Toxic Action Center and the Conservation Law Foundation of Massachusetts also oppose the project. Veronica Eddy, vice president of the Conservation Law Foundation, said a wood-burning power plant would have an impact well beyond Springfield.
This is going to be a significant source of greenhouse gases. So it's time to put on the brakes, take a look at this facility, see how it's going to impact the community, and see how it's going to impact Massachusetts so that we can meet our Global Warming Solutions Act greenhouse gas reduction goals.
The Conservation Law Foundation has sued the Mass DEP over its decision to issue an air permit for the proposed plant. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.